Ypsilanti's top school official is stepping down. This is Lisa Berry, and the man who brought a lot of attention, as well as funding and many improvements to Ypsilanti Community Schools during the last 3 years, just announced that he is leaving the school district. Dr. Benjamin Edmondson joins us now on 89.1 WEMU to talk about his tenure and his decision. Welcome.
It's good to be here, Lisa. It's good to see you.
You were just here a few weeks ago talking about the district's successful robotics program, which was featured on HBO. You were literally rounding up funding while we were sitting here to cover the cost of the team going to China. All big moves, and now you're back to announce that you yourself are making a big move out of the Ypsilanti Community School District, which begs the question, why?
That's a very good question. It's pretty personal. It matches with my life plan if I have one, and I do, it's pretty consistent. But I always believe that whenever you leave an organization, you leave it at a, leave it better than when you arrived. I think it's, most people would say that Ypsilanti Community Schools is in a much better position than it was in 2015. So that was definitely a factor. Being a superintendent is the factor. Realistically, in an urban environment, superintendents last 1.9 years. That's the average, 1.9. Now, if you're not in urban, then it's 2.9. So I've exceeded that. And, it's hard work working in an urban environment, certainly, and working as a superintendent in general. It's a 24-hour day. Come on. I mean, at the pace that I was keeping and doing that 24 hours a day and having the pressures on you like that, sometimes it's tough on you. But I am so happy at this point. I'm happy in my life. And it was the right decision at the right time. I've left the district in a very good situation, in my opinion, for sure. Morale is high. Finances are good. Enrollment is high. I mean, I could keep going on and on. At some point, you have to plan for your next move, whatever that is. And I don't even know what my next move is. It remains to be determined.
Well, that's my next question. A lot of people think you're leaving because you have another job. Is that the case?
No.
But you did apply for a couple of last year. Unfortunately, yeah. Being a school superintendent, that's a very public process.
Yeah.
That's not the case now?
It's so unfair. It's so unfair in this job. I don't know any other job like that, that when you just seek a new job, right. Everybody finds out. You could Google me right now, as people do, Google alert, and you don't see anything. So there's nothing out there. Frankly, I would say this. If you do your money right, you create your own options. I've done my money right, and I create my own options that, if I need some time to sit out and think about what's next for me, then I've been able to do that. Okay? I don't feel any pressures at this point financially where I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to go out and get something. No, not at all. That would be so much stress. And if I did that, that puts the community out there. Every time you put your name out there, then you drop a little bit, you go down a little bit in the eyes of your community. They want to know, what's wrong with you? Why do you want to leave us? And that's definitely not happening here. And I don't want to subject them to that.
When you were looking for a job before, mm-hmm. there was a huge community outcry. People were upset about that. And you came back and rededicated yourself to the Ypsilanti Community Schools. That wasn't that long ago. So what changed between then and your decision to leave now?
Well, I think things have gotten much better since then, too. Climate and everything has gotten much better. At that particular time, it was very stressful. That was very stressful for me that time. And had I walked away, I would have walked away with a little bit of, I didn't get to accomplish the things that I wanted to do. I didn't get to do the things that I felt that I needed to do. I don't have that now. Okay.
It's done? The schools are where they should be?
No, they're not. Definitely. I mean, anybody that sits there and says, we're exactly where we should be, you got to question their insanity. Certainly not. Like I said earlier, great morale, enrollment is up. I mean, there's so many factors that indicate we're exactly where we should be at this point. I've worked really hard with my team to create one community. I inherited a fractured community. Now I look at it as that we are one community. I remember I would say, I want to be the option, not an option. Now I think for a lot of families, Ypsilanti Community Schools is the option and no longer an option. So when I reflected on this and when I was making decisions, I thought about the things that I've said to this community. I've thought about a lot of them. And I was like, check, 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 check. At what point is somebody allowed to walk away and do whatever they want in their life? I mean, my parents are 83 and 79, and they both live in different states. You know what? Even taking a vacation, I have to sit there and try to figure out, okay, when am I going to have the time to do this? My parents are elderly at this point. I'm not making them the issue. They are an issue. So there are several things in my life where it's an issue, and it points to this is the best time for me to do this. If a guy gives his all somewhere, and you see that daily, you see the dedication, the passion, you know, the vigilance, the determination, you see all of that, and somebody gives that to you for 3 years and then finally says, okay, I want to go, or it's time for me to go, you're embraced. And I've been embraced. You know, there's all this doubt because people are like, well, what's he going to do next? I don't know. I promise you, you'll find out. But when you have given your all, there's nothing left. I mean, for me, I was like, wow, the governor. I mean, that was like the coup de grace to me, whether you like the governor or not. And we didn't put this out in mass because I didn't send it out on my email. But for the governor to contact my office and say, what you're doing there is excellent. It's almost like you're a model for this state. And then say, I want to come visit your schools to see your program and to walk him through there and to have as much pride as I did, as well as the staff and students. We gave students the opportunity to sit one-on-one with the governor and lieutenant governor and Senator Hansen. Wow. And then for him to sign the education budget in our building. Tremendous. What else is, I mean, I don't know what else is there.
Yeah, but you could keep that going. You don't have any feeling you're just walking away from that.
How do you keep all that
going? And leaving everyone hanging?
Well, how am I leaving them hanging?
I'm just asking. I'm thinking a lot of parents are thinking, I came to Ypsilanti Community Schools because Dr. Benjamin Edmondson was there and now he's leaving?
I mean, that's tremendous to put on somebody's shoulders.
Right.
That's a tremendous burden to put on one man to say, oh, we're here because of you. We've had great success because we have great staff. That's why we have great success. I'm just one of many who have created this success. We have great principal leaderships. We have great teachers. If you recall years ago, Lisa, I had mentioned about dynamic. We need to be dynamic.
Right.
Everything you do is dynamic. You hire dynamic. So that's what you do. So when you hire dynamic and one person leaves, you've already know what the standard is. It's dynamic. So you bring the next dynamic person in. That's where people often have difficulty because they can't separate between finances and dynamic. Give somebody that's dynamic, you fund them that way, okay? And they'll stay. Or you can, you know, do nice things for them. They stay. We have some dynamic leaders. We have some dynamic teachers. We have some dynamic staff members who have helped this. This isn't one man. And I don't even like when people say that to me. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. It's we. It's not me. It's we. Okay, don't put me at that pedestal. I'm a regular dude. That's it. I try to do exceptional things, but I'm a regular dude. And that's what I told students, just like that. I'm a regular guy that tries to do exceptional things on a daily basis if I can.
You said a key word a short time ago.
Dude?
No.
I still crack myself up, though. I'm just saying.
Right, of course. The key word was stress. Do you think people realize how much stress is involved in being a dedicated educator?
I don't think every place is stressed. I think there are certain environments that are stressful. What I don't think is that people understand the role of a superintendent. And I don't think they understand the stresses of being a superintendent. They're tremendous. So if we go back to this interview probably 6 or 7 minutes ago, that ought to be alarming that the average urban superintendent stays 1.9. And if you're not an urban superintendent, then you stay 2.9 years on average. That says something is very wrong with the system. That it's burning people out like that, or the design is not right, that they land up leaving or getting exited out. Something isn't right. You know, I love the job because I'm a problem solver every day. I love that. I need that. I like that. Every day was different when I came to work. I like the idea that here's this problem. I need to solve it with the people that I have around me. Let's do it. So I love that aspect, but it's tremendous. It's 24 hours. You don't get to put your phone down. Something happens in a school, a kid tragically gets injured or dies, you're the first call. 3 a.m., got to get up with your family in the bed. Your family's there. You got to get up and address it. Anything happens, teacher discipline, you got to handle that. Student scores, you got to handle that. Somebody breaks into a building, you have to handle that. It's tremendous for one person. Even though you have other help, you're still the first call. That's tough on somebody. And to me, I'm like 24 hours. At what point does a person that's a superintendent and my colleagues in this county, some more than others, but colleagues in this county who have that same pressure every day, every single day. I'm still a man. When do I get time with my family? Okay. And some of us work at such a high level that it's your family that gets compromised. Not here. Not going to happen.
So being a problem solver, what do you see as part of the solution to that?
Ooh. I don't know. It's deep. It's deep. It's deep. You know, I have some ideas, but that's me sitting at a think tank making that happen.
Mm-hmm.
This is the best job that I've ever had in my life in terms of my impact. My impact. I love being a building principal. Absolutely love it. But my impact here has been, to me, tremendous. And how do I know? I should read you the emails and the texts that I've gotten. So humbling, yet so affirming. What's next? Mayor? Governor? That's funny.
What is
thought,
next?
I thought you might say that. I'm like,
no, I was, I'm know, hey, you sound like you have a vision.
Know, based on some things that I've seen in terms of politics, I think anything is possible for me at this point. I used to be scared of some things before, but I'm like, well, I guess it's all right to just say you're a common guy. I don't know. Educational advocacy is something that's in my blood. I was talking to my mother this morning, who is a former teacher, retired. It's my passion. Kids are my passion. Kids and education. The sky's the limit, and I just don't know.
It just seems like you leaving Dr. Benjamin Edmondson, the Ypsilanti Community School District, that it kind of came out of nowhere. That's what it feels like to most of us out here.
Okay, that's fair. So let me ask you a question.
Uh-oh.
So what would that have looked like? When you're in this role now, put yourself in the role of the superintendency, and then you announce to your community that, hey, I have aspirations to leave. Or they find out that you interviewed somewhere because it comes out on Google before you could ever say anything. What does your community then think of you? They want you out. They're like, okay, he's applied for 8 jobs. Clearly he wants out. There's no way to do that in this job. And that's what I'm saying. It's not fair to anybody. That sets people up. There is no good way to communicate to your community. I guess, hey, there's something else I want to do in my life. You know, how do you say that except to say that? I mean, and you know that's the kind of guy I am. I just say like, hey, there's other things I want to do. And there are. I just don't know what they are. I really don't. I'm excited to find out what's next.
What advice would you give your replacement?
Feel free to contact me and call me. I'm not going to certainly come in here, you know, be micromanaging somebody, but I would say, hey, listen, call me. Okay, that would be one. I'd have a serious conversation. I would say we have some very, very good people in our school district. We have very, very supportive parents, but you got to get out of your office. You have to take chances. It's okay to take chances, but what I've said in our district is that the status quo has never been good to Ypsilanti Community Schools. Not the status quo. You've got to challenge that status quo and be confident enough to take it on. And if you fail, that's okay. People know that you took it on. But if you're going to sit back and just smell your business cards and say, oh, we're just going to keep the things that Ben Edmondson was doing and his team, that's not going to work. If you don't aim big, then you're not going to aim at all. Aim big. That's what I would tell my successor. Aim big and be out there with the community. Be a people person. People like it. Whether they like your personality or not, as I said before, let's take my personality out and let's look at the work. Really can't have any discussion, can you?
What size shoes do you wear?
What? 11.5B.
The Ypsilanti Community School District has some big shoes to fill with the departure of Dr. Benjamin Edmondson. We wish you the best of luck.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. I love this community. I am Ypsilanti. I love this place. I will be as supportive as I can. If anybody has any questions about the district or anything, I've always been personable enough to answer it. I've had a great time. And for this community, I want to thank you, for those of you that are listening, for the tremendous support, the outpouring that you've given me in the last 48 hours. It's been a wonderful ride, and I hope to come back and be a part of a lot of the good things that are going on, but as a volunteer.
I certainly don't think we've heard the last of Dr. Benjamin Edmondson, but we truly appreciate you sharing with us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you, Lisa. You know, it's a pleasure,